Much of life has moved online since COVID. WNYC's Jim O'Grady says that includes St. Nick, who's been Zooming a lot.
As any New York City child will tell you, Santa Claus is a paradox. There's only one Santa, and yet there are many. Call them his helpers. You've seen them, or you used to see them, at the mall or Macy's. I asked Macy's if I could talk to theirs, but someone at corporate emailed back and said, quote, Santa is gearing up for the holiday season ahead and is not available for interviews. So I said, fine, I'll talk to a guy who's been a Santa in New York for 15 years.
Hey, I am Rory Scholl. I've been a live Santa at many events.
He obviously lives at the North Pole, but I caught him on a sketchy phone line at his second apartment in Queens.
Astoria, Queens, yes.
Where he works for a company that sets up web chats and FaceTime sessions with children. It's going well, but what he misses most about seeing kids in person is his big entrance.
The first time a kid sees you, it's very exciting, you know, just to see the excitement on their face when you turn the corner.
But there are advantages to working online. Santa, so when you're on Zoom with children, can you have your red velvet coat and your white woolly beard, but also be wearing Bermuda shorts?
Yeah. Yeah, usually it's Bermuda shorts or sweatpants, something like that. You know, that say the Dallas Cowboys on the side. They don't know.
No one is perfect. Sometimes Santa roots for the Cowboys.
Now, if they were like, Santa, stand up and do yoga with us, then I'm screwed. And then I'm like, well, Santa's back went out. But anyway.
There's a tip for you kids out there. Don't ask Zoom Santa to do yoga with you. He threw out his back while dragging around that giant bag of presents. But if you want to get on his good side, you could say, listen, Santa, I know the Cowboys have a subpar record this year, but they're in a weak division and they still have a shot at the playoffs. It's not true. The Cowboys are terrible and have no chance. But if you sell it, maybe Santa gives you a bicycle. Santa went on to say, one thing that hasn't changed in the age of COVID/Zoom is the need to set an occasional boundary when a little kid wants the wrong present.
My mom won't let me have a gun, but you will, right? You know, it's like, no, I won't. So,
parents, Santa has your back. Given the difficulty of child rearing in a pandemic, one thing he makes sure to tell kids is this.
Be patient with your parents. They're doing the right thing.
Let that be your gift. And maybe a little extra splash of brandy in your eggnog. Jim O'Grady, WNYC News.